Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us today for Live Dharma Sunday. Please note that if you have called in to listen to today's broadcast, that all lines have been placed on mute to avoid background interference. If you're listening from any of our Bright Dawn sites, note that it is not necessary to call in. You may have to wait a second or two for the loading and buffering process to complete, but if there is still no audio, please refresh your page. For more information about Bright Dawn and its activities and links to our social media sites, please visit brightdawn.org. Once again, thank you for listening to Live Dharma Sunday and enjoy the talk. Well, good morning, and welcome to Live Dharma Sunday for today, January 13th, 2019. And this is Sayo Shenpen, and I'm glad to be here with you this morning. Today, Reverend Koyo is in Palo Alto, and he's actually going to be offering a Dharma talk at the local Buddhist temple. So I'm filling in for him today, and I'm kind of excited because one of the great joys of being a Bright Dawn lay minister is the opportunity to offer Dharma glimpses. And you know, Dharma glimpses are very special because they're you could say are sort of little nuggets of wisdom that we develop or work with as practitioners of the Dharma. And they can come about from anything in life, any situation, any moment, any phenomena that we encounter. And so the opportunity to be able to give a glimpse is, for me, a great, fortunate, and auspicious occasion to be able to share some of these little nuggets that I've accumulated through my time as a practitioner, and of course offer them for Bright Dawn. Because it is a way of expressing my gratitude. I guess the way I look at it is a way of expressing my gratitude for the kindness that has been shown by my teachers, Reverend Koyo and the Bright Dawn Center. So anytime I have an opportunity to offer a glimpse, I'm very excited. And so today I actually was going to talk a little bit about commitments and resolutions. We're almost at that two-week mark, right, from the new year. A few weeks ago, we probably sat and considered what New Year's resolutions we wanted to focus on and work with. And one of the good ways of looking at resolutions is sort of a resolve or a vow or a commitment that we want to work on to either make ourselves better or maybe to do something that we really been wanting to do. Now, the fun thing with a resolution is that it's really open, and it's up to us how we proceed with this resolution. You know, a lot of times around this time of the year, you know, it's almost been 2 weeks, we start to look back and see if we've actually kept our resolve our commitments, you know, whether it's maybe to exercise a little more, maybe to, you know, practice compassion a little more, maybe gather wisdom more, whatever it is, you know, we keep working on it. So this would be a good time to really look and see if you're keeping up that commitment. Now, the thing, at least from a I guess you could say a Buddhist point of view, is that we know that we will stumble along our way, you know. life is a bumpy road, and how we meet and greet those bumps really shows how much the Dharma we've really come to understand and realize. But we know also that it's not rigid. You know, sometimes people will start a New Year's resolution and then stumble and then quit and say, well, I can't do it. I'm not able to fulfill this resolution. And then you feel a little bit down because you felt like a failure. I started something and I couldn't finish it. But I guess in the Buddhist perspective, you could say that's not really how we see the resolution. We see it as a work in progress. And Reverend Koyo is very fond of saying that that's really what life is about, a work in progress. It's something we continue to do on a daily basis. And our resolution or our vow or commitment is the same way. That's another thing Reverend Koyo mentions a lot with regards to vows and commitments, is that they are really like the North Star. We see it, right? It guides us. It allows us to see where we want to head. But we're not really going to grab that North Star. You know, we use it as a tool to know that we're heading in this way. You know, it's kind of showing us the way that we want to go. And we try our best to keep our path and keep going. And we make every effort, but without becoming attached to success or failure. These are sort of dualistic. Instead, we are one with our commitment, with our resolution, with our vow. And we try to be like bamboo. We try to be flexible. We try to bend along, you know, and go with what's happening in our lives instead of trying to make more obstacles and things that kind of, instead of helping us out, do the opposite and keep us maybe stuck in some kind of pattern, negative pattern, as opposed to, you know, keeping us on our path. So I always like to say that's really the best part of having a resolution, at least from a Buddhist standpoint, is that we know we're not going to be perfect. That's the whole reason why we made this commitment or resolution in the first place, is that we really want to try our best to fulfill this resolve to the best of our abilities. But we're not going to kind of sink ourselves into a hole of negativity when maybe something isn't going right, or we've kind of maybe hit a snag or something happens. We just keep going. We keep going and realize that ultimately this resolution is also not something sort of outside ourselves. You know, we kind of see ourselves as, well, here's me and here's my resolution. Here's my vow, my commitment, sort of dualistic, me and the vow. But when we actually live our resolution, our vow, then it's nothing that is something outside ourselves or dualistic. Instead, it's something we live. So when we have our commitment, we live our commitment. You know, Buddhism, you find that we have different vows, like the Bodhisattva vows. And I know usually when I do talks about the Bodhisattva vows, you know, a lot of people get very weird when they hear the word vow. Oh, now I have to kind of do this. And now I have to do that. And it's really nothing separate from ourselves. It's our daily practice. Our commitment, our vow is our everyday practice. And it's not something, again, external or secondary or something new that we've added. Instead, it's just our daily practice, our daily commitment, and something that we live and we practice. And really, that's what Dharma is. It's practice of life and understanding. Trying to work the light of Dharma and working with these ideas and teachings so that we can reduce our grasping, our attachments, and our sort of dualistic nature and realize that true way of oneness in our hearts. So it's fun to have these sort of vows and commitments because, again, they keep us on the mark. They remind us what we are doing and why we're doing this. And I think you can have fun with a resolution. I know a lot of times around this time of year, everybody's resolution is usually, I'm going to eat better. I'm going to exercise more. You know, maybe I'm going to quit smoking or drinking, or I'm going to be able to, you know, spend more time with the kids. And sometimes we make lofty, vows and commitments. And resolutions, and we're not really practical about them, which could be, you know, kind of dangerous, because then we realize, ooh, maybe I was shooting for the stars when I really should have kind of started with the moon first as that first step, and then we can move on to trying to reach the stars. But I always say, have fun with everything in life. It's good to have fun with it, because then it doesn't become static, rigid, something that is forced upon you, you know, and fluid. And that's one of the greatest things that I've received from Reverend Coyer, is that idea of being able to be okay with things, realizing perfection here is not sort of the ultimate going, awakening that light of Dharma, that light of wisdom within myself, and hopefully be able to then share it with others and maybe make somebody's life a little bit brighter. So that's just something I wanted to mention about resolutions, because I know we're getting there. We're already 13 days in, and, you know, this is a good halfway point, about 2 weeks in, to see if we really are working on our resolutions, on our commitment, on our vows. And it's always good to keep things in check. It's just with our own practice, you know, how do we know that our Dharma practice is working, I guess you could say, or if we're really sincere about it. It's because we take these little moments to pause and look, you know, hey, has my life become a little bit brighter? Have I been able to benefit other sentient beings a little better? Has my self-grasping diminished at all? So it's good to take a moment to look back and see, you know, the commitment that you set forth. Am I really there? Am I getting there? And remember that it's a lifelong process. So there's no sort of conclusion to it, which, again, is fun, because, you know, life is impermanent. Everything changes. So to say that this will be my conclusion, you know, it's a bit rigid. So it's better to, you know, it's like when people ask, you know, so should I say I'm going to lose this amount of pounds? I say, well, you know what? Don't put a number. Just go with what you want to do. You know, you want to kind of exercise more, so do that. You know, it's better to be very open and fluid versus setting, you know, well, it's got to be 20 pounds, you know, because then, you know, when you look back and you realize, oh, it's been 15, and you might say to yourself, oh, I failed. But hey, 15 is good, you know, 15 is good. So those are just some thoughts I had on, you know, resolutions and commitments and vows in the new year, to really just have fun with them and look within and see how they really are affecting us in this new year. And I always, you know, keep going. I always like that phrase from Koyo Sensei's, his personal mantra, keep going. And it's something that I use a lot of times when I get stuck. I just hear his voice in the back of my head, you know, keep going. You know, it's ultimately when we sort of stop and give up, that's when we have kind of, you know, kind of just given up on the idea, and instead it's better to just keep going and with a happy tone in life, and again, being fluid and dynamic. So that was kind of what I wanted to share this morning. And again, I'm very happy to be able to sit in for Koyo Sensei this morning and offer glimpses. And we hope to have a lot more glimpses in the coming year. We've reached out to many of our Bright Dharma ministers, and we'll be sort of setting up a nice rotation so you can hear our different ministers share their glimpses along with Reverend Coyo's Dharma Talk. So that's really all we have for today's broadcast. And as Reverend Coyo would say at the end, until next time, keep going and have a beautiful day. Bye.